escapes. Years ago, in the little German town of Stettin, there was born a girl who was destined to become one of those rare personages who have helped to mold the history of the world. But at the time of her birth, no one suspected the part she was to play. The daughter of a petty princeling, it was taken for granted that she would live and die in obscurity. But in Moscow, the faraway capital of Russia, statesmen were hatching their plots.
Well, Bestujev, have you taken due thought as to His Highness's marriage?
I have, Your Imperial Majesty.
And which is it to be, Poland or France?
If we accept the Polish princess, Your Imperial Majesty, we embroil ourselves with all the enemies of Poland.
Well?
On the other hand, if we marry Prince Peter to the French princess, we embroil ourselves with the enemies of France.
Whatever we do, we shall offend someone, but His Highness must marry.
Have you ever thought of the Princess Catherine of Anhalt-Zerbst?
Anhalt-Zerbst? Why, it's a toy state. One of my lesser barons has more power.
But that might be an advantage. The Prince of Anhalt-Zerbst is so unimportant that he had neither allies nor enemies.
You mean a marriage with the Princess Catherine would bring us neither dangerous foes nor embarrassing friends?
Exactly.
And the girl herself. I will not have Peter marry her unless she is suitable.
They say she is pretty and well-formed.
And she is how old?
16.
Then she is young enough to be easily molded. I think it not unlikely, Bestujev, that we shall send to Germany for this little Princess Catherine.
Catherine. Catherine, where are you?
Here I am, Mother.
We leave for Russia next week.
Russia?
Yes, my child. You're to marry Prince Peter. That is, you're to marry him if the Tsarina Elizabeth approves of you.
But I have never even seen him, Mother.
He's the most eligible prince in Europe. If you play your cards aright, one day you'll be Tsarina of all the Russians.
Their Highnesses, the Princess Jeanne of Anhalt-Zerbst and the Princess Catherine.
Approach, Your Highness.
Your Imperial Majesty is very gracious.
Come closer, Catherine, my dear.
Yes, Your Imperial Majesty.
And you, Peter.
Yes, Mother.
I have some good news for the pair of you. I have decided to approve a marriage between you. A formal announcement will be made tomorrow.
Your Imperial Majesty is very gracious.
I have not many years to live, Catherine. I want to see Peter settle down before I pass away.
Your Imperial...
Enough of that. I have matters to discuss with your mother. Peter, take Catherine into the next room. You will have much to talk about.
Yes, Mother. Catherine. Don't be taken in, Catherine.
Taken in, Peter? What do you mean?
By what the old hen said.
I thought she spoke kindly.
I hope you're not going to turn into another hypocrite, Catherine. I warn you, I won't be interfered with.
I don't want to interfere with you.
Don't play the little innocent. You've heard about Marya Vorontsov.
She's very attractive, isn't she?
She's the woman I should have married. And it's not my fault that I'm not marrying her either.
Is asking for you now.
For both of us?
Yes.
Come along then, Catherine.
Remember, I beg you, Your Imperial Highnesses, that she is very weak.
All right, all right. Come on, Catherine.
Approach, my children.
The light is so dim, Your Imperial Majesty, I can hardly see you.
The brightest sunlight would make no difference to me now. Well, my children, to this must we all come. Kings as well as commoners. Peter.
Yes, Mother.
You will be Tsar of all the Russias in a few hours' time. I beg that you will treat your subjects well.
Yes.
And treat Catherine well. She's been a good wife to you for 4 years now. She has borne you an heir to the throne. Remember that she is alone in a strange land now that her mother has gone home.
Yes, Mother.
Now, leave me alone with Catherine.
Yes, Mother.
Come closer, Catherine. I cannot talk very loudly now.
Yes, Your Imperial Majesty.
You're young, but I think that you are clever. You have many perils to face. There is a dreadful taint in the blood of my family.
You mean...
I will not try to disguise it any longer. Peter is insane.
I have thought so at times.
While you can keep control over him, you are safe, you and your child. But if anyone else...
Marie Faronzo.
We mention no name. But remember, there are many women in Russia who would be only too willing to share Peter's throne.
It is hereby proclaimed that Peter Ulrich is from this day henceforth Tsar of all the Russias. Long live the Tsar!
Long live the Tsar!
Here, you. Second from the left. Two paces forward. Well, why don't you speak? What have you got to say for yourself?
Your Imperial Majesty.
You didn't cheer as loudly as the rest. You're a traitor! Jump through that window.
He'll be killed, Peter.
Jump through that window, I tell you, or I'll have you knouted to death. Ah, that's a good fellow.
Oh. Oh, he's saved. He landed on a wagon load of hay.
So he did. Orlov, whatever your name is, you're forgiven. Go get yourself a drink, and then report for duty again.
As your Imperial Majesty commands.
The rest of you, dismiss. Esterjet, you come with me.
Yes, your Imperial Majesty.
And you too, Maria Vorontsov. We have a good deal to discuss today. What's the most extraordinary decree you can think of, Bestujev?
The most extraordinary decree, your Imperial Majesty?
Yes. Set your brains to work. You too, Mary.
You want us to think of an extraordinary decree, Peter?
It's taken you all this time to grasp that.
But what sort of decree?
Something like a decree that all barons with ginger beards must go to Siberia.
But, Peter, why should all barons with ginger beards be sent to Siberia?
It needn't be that. I don't care what it is, so long as it gives people something to talk about.
You want us to think of a decree that will make people think.
That's right. They all think I'm mad, don't they? And what I want to do is to make them think I'm mad and harmless as well. I may be mad, Mari, but I'm not harmless.
I think I'm beginning to understand, Bestujev.
You see, Bestujev, she knows how my mind works. You want to become Tsarina and sit on the throne beside me, don't you, Mari?
How can I do that while you have a wife?
That's it. We must get rid of the Tsarina. Come a little closer and I'll tell you what my...
Your Imperial Majesty.
Yes, Stephen.
Captain Gregory Orlov craves audience.
Captain Gregory Orlov?
He is the young officer who was commanded by the Tsar to jump out of the window.
Oh, yes. Show him in, Stephen.
Captain Gregory Orlov.
I am glad to see you are safe, Captain Orlov.
Your Majesty is very gracious.
You need not kneel, Captain.
I will not rise until you say that I may dedicate my life to your service.
You are very kind, Captain. But is there any need for such a sacrifice?
Yes. Can I talk?
Stephen has my complete confidence.
Your Majesty, the Tsar is plotting to divorce you and send you to Siberia.
In order to marry Marie Vorontsov?
Yes.
How do you know this?
I was passing through the hall behind the throne room when the Tsar, Marie Vorontsov, and Bestujev came in. Thinking it advisable that His Imperial Majesty should not see me so soon after ordering me to jump out of the window, I hid behind a curtain. They stopped near me and began to talk.
How do I know this is true?
You can find that out by setting spies among the officers of the Preobrazhensky Regiment. Peter has made arrangements with them to arrest you.
When?
In a week from now.
And my son, the Grand Duke Paul?
At present, the Tsar will hear nothing against him. But if Marie Vorontsov becomes Tsarina...
His life won't be worth much then.
Your Imperial Majesty, apart from danger to yourself and the Grand Duke, you owe it to Russia to depose the Tsar and reign in his stead. He's quite insane.
You are very earnest, Captain.
I...
Yes?
Your Imperial Majesty can command me in all things except one.
And that is...
No orders can ever stop me from loving you.
This is no time to talk of love, Gregory. There are three regiments on guard beside the Preobrazhensky.
If your Majesty will lead them, they will follow you to the death.
Good. It is your part, Orlov, to put them in the right frame of mind.
5 days from now, I shall appear at the barracks of the Grenadier Guards wearing their uniform. If they will follow me, I shall lead them to victory or to death. Soldiers of the Guards, I have come before you today wearing your uniform because it is on you that the future of Russia depends. I put myself in your hands. If you follow me to victory, I promise you that I shall rule you justly. And that you as my first supporters, will be well rewarded. One regiment, the Preobrazhensky, has sided with the Tsar.
We'll fix them, little mother. Just leave them to us.
Our enemies have got wind of our plans. The Preobrazhensky regiment is marching to attack us now.
Men, are you with the Tsarina?
Then follow me. Follow me to victory or to death.
There they are, Catherine. Coming round the corner.
Soldiers, you see the Preobrazhensky regiment before you.
Yes, slit their throats for them.
But they're your comrades. We don't want to fight them if we can help it.
Company, halt! Prepare to receive enemy. Front rank, kneel!
They're going to fire, Catherine. Won't you order?
I will avoid bloodshed if possible.
You're not going out in front of our ranks alone.
I must. Men of the Preobrazhensky regiment, if you wish to shoot your empress, here she is. If you wish to support a lunatic on the throne of Russia...
No, we don't want that. Men of the Preobrazhensky, fire on the rebels.
Here I am. Fire. If you want to do away with the only person at court who loves the people and who will rule them well, who has borne an heir to the throne...
We don't want that, do we, men? Long live the
So Catherine of Russia began that rule that was to make her one of the most famous sovereigns of all time. She did keep her promise. Her administration of the country was enlightened and just. She even went so far as to forgive the enemies who had plotted her destruction.